Daniel Walker Howe was born in Utah, grew up in Colorado, and went east to Harvard College, from which he graduated in 1959. He received his PhD in history from the University of California at Berkeley in 1966. After teaching at Yale for 7 years and at UCLA for 19 more, in 1992 he became Rhodes Professor of American History at Oxford University and a fellow of St. Catherine's College at Oxford. In 2002, he retired from Oxford and now lives in Southern California with his wife. And he tells me that they recently celebrated their 55th wedding anniversary. Professor Howe is the author of several books, including a monumental volume that won the Pulitzer Prize for History in 2008. It is this book, What Hath God Wrought? The Transformation of America, 1815 to 1848. It is more than 900 pages long and is volume 5 in the Oxford History of the United States. When Professor Howe's tome appeared in 2007, it was immediately acclaimed as a magnificent work of scholarship. In the words of one reviewer, the book lays a powerful claim to being the best work ever written on this period of the American past. It was also highly readable, a book aimed not only at scholars, but also at a general audience. What Hath God Wrought covers the history of the United States from the end of the War of 1812 to the end of the Mexican War. Many historians, led by Arthur Schlesinger Jr., have long labeled this period the Age of Jackson, but Professor Howe finds this label too narrow. The era, he points out, was also a period of astonishing social and economic transformation, including a communications revolution symbolized by the invention of the telegraph. Hence, as some of you will recognize, the title of his book. It was also, Professor Howe boldly suggests, the age of the American Whigs. Though he gives due attention to Old Hickory and the politically triumphant Jacksonians, it was the Whigs, he argues, who, in his words, though not the dominant party of their time, were the party of America's future. Even more boldly, he dedicates his book to the memory of John Quincy Adams. I hope you will read this provocative and magisterial volume. But first, we have the privilege of hearing from its author. His topic today will address the influence of social movements on American party politics. Please join me in welcoming Professor Daniel Walker Howe.